Well, good morning. A good Sunday morning to you. This is Dr. Ed Elcott, and this is Elcott, The Next Step. Well, as of the week that we have just experienced here at the Redeemery in Ventura, California, I am beginning to solidify and floating to the surface of the priesterly level. You may have heard some of the previous broadcasts on the Phil Hendry Show platform, which featured an interview, an unfortunate interview I did with a man by the name of Bud Dicklin, excuse me, I just missed F, god damn. Okay. There you go. It was the first misstep. So I get leveled and I don't even talk of it.
Let me take over, Ed.
Well, okay, we just call it Lily.
This is Gloria Grover. What you're hearing is Ed recovering from the monstration. That is, when the blended are offended, the remonstration takes place. That is, the blended half that has absorbed the wound is turned loose as a monster. I was allowed to monster-size over this past week by hitting Ed flush in the face with an empty soup pot. And he sounds the way he does. Go ahead, Ed, and say something.
Yeah, I'm glad you did it.
That's good enough. Sorry, my voice cracked. As a high-level overlord, I can allow my voice to crack and also misstep. However, Ed, Dr. Elcott, is a priesterly, and he is not allowed to misstep even once, and that's why we had to level him, even as his mouth has been pretty much beat pretty bad by a soup pot. Go ahead, give us a demonstration, Ed. That's good enough.
This is Elcott, The Next Step. I'm Bobo Rogers. I am not a member of Elcott. I'm the new announcer. Bobo Rogers. Get that in your head. Get it. Fix it in your brain, because that's who I is.
Okay. I understand, Bobo, that you people who are not members of Elcott, I can't level you. I can fire you, though. You understand that, right?
Well,
you understand that, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Bobo Rogers, the new announcer, and now Dr. Elcott.
Thank you very much, Gloria. As Gloria indicated, yes, I am still recovering after being hit flush in the face with a soup pot that had a fair amount of lentil soup in it. But fortunately for me and for everybody around me, never mind.
Why are you laughing?
Just a state of life. Life makes me laugh.
Oh, my God, I think there's something wrong with your mind.
No, I'm okay.
What?
No, I'm okay.
I think Ed's mind has come unglued. It's what we call the glue-a-thon. Bobo?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. The glue-a-thon. Here on Elcott, The Next Step.
Over the next 2 minutes, we'll be holding a glue-a-thon. We can raise whatever, money, skins, old jewelry, anything you've got, send it to Elcott here at the Redeemery over the next 2-3 minutes, and we'll collect this in the glue-a-thon, use it to try and correct whatever is wrong with him.
This is Dr. Ed Elcott. I'm feeling better now. We do have the glue-a-thon, so you can call in and you can just bring in any kind of valuables so that the glue-a-thon proceeds are applied. And I am made right again. That is my mind, the way that my mind works.
All right, let's go to a phone call now. This is Dabner in Colorado Springs. Dabner, go ahead.
I want to donate some money to Dr. Elcott.
How much would you like to donate?
I have $5.
All right. We would like you to bring it to the nearest Redeemery in Colorado Springs, and that would be the Elvin Redeemery in Colorado Springs. The Elvin, Elcott the Next Step, Elfmaster Elvin Redeemery.
The Elvin, Elcott the Next Step, Elfmaster Elvin Redeemery.
In Colorado Springs.
In Colorado Springs.
That's correct.
Okay, I think...
Thank you so very much. And now Dr. Ed Elcott.
Thank you very much, Gloria. So this is part of the glue-a-thon, to try to glue my sensibility and glue my personality back together again. And I think in another week or so, my mouth will be much, much better, and I'll have an Elcott the Next Step for you that I think you can understand and will be comprehensible, and I won't sound like a slobbering thing.
Oh, Ed, please.
No, that's the way I sound.
Let's bring in Overlord One Eye. What do you think?
Ed, I think you're doing good. You know you deserved it. That interview you did with Mr. Dykeman. His name is Daveman, okay.
Dykeman.
It's Dykeman.
Okay, the interview you did with Mr. Dykeman, notwithstanding, you're making your way back. Soon you would be on the elevation plane of a priesterly again, conducting yourself within the framework.
Okay, but you don't think I sound like a drooling slob?
We don't believe you can sound like a drooling slob and still be of the enlightenment of Elcott.
That's the whole thing, Dr. Elcott. You can drool and you can just spit up. You can sound like a drooling thing from Walking Dead. You know how they sound, right?
I think so, yeah.
You could sound like one of them, and you would be well on your way to enlightenment. Let's go to another phone call. Mary Lee in Pasadena, California. Mary Lee.
Hi, I'm so much a fan of Dr. Elcott. Dr. Elcott, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Well, I'm so sorry that you said what you said about the overlords taking it in the ass.
All right, thank you very much, Mary Lee.
She was probably going to give some money.
She'll give some money. Are you on the horn with her, Bobo?
Yeah.
Bobo's on the line. He'll get her money. We don't need to listen to her going on.
It's just that I don't want to sound like a slobbering thing.
You don't sound when I...
You don't sound like a slobbering thing, Doc. You do, and you don't. Look it. In The Big Thick One, it is written by Huebner Elcott, we are all at one time or another incomprehensible. We are all at one time or another so incomprehensible and misunderstood that we are like a thing just sloshing through a swamp, no form, absolutely no purpose, just sloshing through a swamp, out onto a roadway, and scaring kids. We're all that creature at least once in our lives. That's from The Big Thick One.
Well,
how's it make you feel?
Yeah, I got a little bit better, you know.
I would submit that this is your period of you're a thing out of a swamp.
Okay. When did you ever have that?
Who, are you talking to me?
I'm sorry. Overlord Gloria, when did you ever have your period of slob? When were you slobbed? Or did you have that yet?
When was I slobbed? I have not yet been slobbed. And that is unusual for an overlord. Most overlords have passed through slobbing. I have not yet. Let's go to one more phone call. This is Gerald in New York City. Gerald?
I wanted to donate to the Gluathon.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to donate to you, Mr. Elcott, Dr. Elcott, $25, and my very best wishes for you to be healed.
That's very nice of you.
What?
I do. They've never lived with me.
He said it's very nice of you.
Okay, that's all I got to say. I just wanted to say.
Thank you so much, sir. So many people calling in the Gluathon to try to piece together the mind of Dr. Ed Elcott. Not just piece together the mind, but really re-glue aspects of his personality, his past, his future, and present. We need for Dr. Elcott to become one again, to be one, whole, and healed. Right now, as we have said, due to the very unfortunate interview he gave, I don't get leveled because of that, you know. Yeah, that's right. Tough stuff.
God, I wanted to do it so bad.
You don't get to. Ed has gone through a great bit. He's gone through the period of the interview with Dykeman. And, of course, he's been complaining ever since about having that interview aired. So he has immersed himself in slob.
I'm Dr. Ed Elcott, and this is Elcott. The Next Step. I want to get to an award from The Big Thick One. This was written by Huebner Elcott. The year was 1894. Huebner Elcott wrote, "Last night, I was hit in the face with a ball-peen hammer by my wife, Una. Apparently, I had befouled our bed
and I had made a mincemeat in mockery of her at a wedding party that we'd been to that afternoon. When I dropped into bed that night, I defecated. At the party, I was dancing with all kinds of different women and not my wife. So that when we did get home, Una said to me, "Stand up straight and look right over there," and she pointed to a point on the wall. And then she hit me in the mouth with a Volpian hammer. The enlightenment that I received from that, even as I dipped into Slav. Do I got to get leveled because I stepped there?
No, it's okay. God damn it. Don't do it again.
That's right. The enlightenment that I received as I dipped down into, put one toe into, and then pulled the toe out of Slav Lake was wonderful.
Yes, Slav Lake. We should all be so lucky as to dip our toe into that from time to time.
This is Elkhart, the next step.
We're reading from the Big Thick One. This is from the Big Thick One, Hevner Elkhart writing in 1900. I now turn and go east. Our trip west has been of devalue. I feel as if something has dropped from me, specifically from the back of me. My pants are tight, and yet I feel a wind against the backside. I believe I've had the backside torn away, and I am due east, heading east to Wampaw, where I can put my pants on yet again. Hevner Elkhart.
That is wonderful.
That's the kind of thing we all need.
We really, really do. And that helps me a lot. Especially, he gets hit in the mouth with a Wolfian hammer. Now he's gone west because that's where all spiritual religions go. But he feels it's not for him.
Yes. Hevner Elkhart felt that a trip to California was not what Elkhart the Next Step needed. They needed to turn around and go east. They didn't want to come west like the Mormons did. They didn't want to come west like the Self-Realization Fellowship people or any of those. They turned east to Wampaw, New York. And once they arrived, you heard it, he said, it was then that I felt as if someone had pulled my pants up and done the belt and zipped me up.
Fantastic. You're listening to Elkhart, The Next Step. I'm Bobo Rogers, the new announcer.
I don't know how long you're going to last.
What does that mean?
Gloria, I don't think you should laugh.
Well, I'm laughing. I'm laughing because this guy...
Oh, yeah, okay.
What? God, I wish you were a member of Elkhart. I tell you what, I'll bring you into the religion of Elkhart the Next Step, and we will not require the $500 flotation fee. What do you think?
No way. I could give a shit.
Anyway, Dr. Ed Elkhart with you here. I have been to... goddammit.
You misstepped again, you fucking... You mealy-mouthed... Ed misstepped. When we misstep, we must get leveled. I don't get leveled because I'm at the high end of the Overlord arc. How you feeling?
Can I ask a question?
What do you want?
How do you know? What's the difference? His mouth is already caved in from a soup pot, and he's been leveled.
We know the difference, Bobo. Go back over there and play with yourself, whatever you were doing. What are you doing over there?
It's called solitaire. You ever... Jesus.
Yeah, well... Sorry about that, Ed.
It's okay.
I'm back. I've reconstituted. What I was saying was, I am glad to be back as a priesterly. I'm glad to be back at the level of Elkhart, Dr. Elkhart, because I feel that I'm closer to you, the novitiate initiate, and the flotation. Elkhart, the next step.
This from the Big Thick One. When we are flotated and when we are solidified, we find ourselves softened, almost as if we've come out of the dryer too early. That, in Elkhart the Next Step, is what we call ego softening. We realize that we don't need ego. We become perforated, as if someone's cupped both cheeks of our ass, lifted us off the ground. I don't get leveled for that.
God, what a gym.
Lifted us up off the ground and then deposited us very softly into mud. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, sure, that's great.
What's with you?
I didn't get a whole lot out of that.
You didn't get it. That's the Big Thick One, you bum.
Okay. You're not going to like what I'm about to do.
Don't do it, Ed. This is Ed's joke.
Like, you want to see the big thick one?
Okay, I've heard that joke. Don't do it again.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I can do that joke.
You do that, and I won't level you. I'll just go over there and kick you straight in the laws. Why am I doing this with my mouth?
It's called sympathy pain, I think.
Oh, my God. I'm suffering from sympathy soup pot damage. I imagine I hit myself in the mouth with a soup pot.
Nice going.
What a retard.
What did you say?
Oh! My nuts.
Elcott, the next step.
Now we're reading from Big Thick One.